stood back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Tuesday, March the 11th, 2025 edition. Got a homework assignment for you. I need you to contact your county clerk. Talk with your county clerk. Ask her a very simple question. The reason I say her, most of the county clerks are women. There are a few men, but basically, ask the clerk this question. How many people do you have on our qualified voters files? The QVFs. Qualified voter files. Records are kept by your county clerks. In the state of Michigan, there's 83 counties. 83 county clerks have qualified voter files of people who are registered to vote in your county. Call, stop in, see them in person, ask for that information. Most clerks will not have a problem looking the number up and letting you know. Some who might be questioning why you want to know this information may tell you to submit a FOIA request. Fine. What is your mailing address? What is your email address? Send them a FOIA request. You don't have to state the act. You don't have to state the statute. All you have to say is, per the Michigan Freedom of Information Act, I'm hereby requesting the following information from you. And state specifically what it is you're looking for. How many people do you have on our qualified voter files in our county? That's step number one. Step number two, search DuckDuckGo, Google, Safari, whatever search engine you use. Find out how many people per the 2020 U.S. Census, the last decade census of your county, how many residents, how many citizens, how many people are residing in your county? That's step number two. Now, most of the time, you'll probably end up at the government website, uscensus.gov, or whatever website it's posted on. they have a breakdown bar graph. When they give you the number, and sometimes even if you ask your phone, it'll tell you. It'll pop right up and tell you how many people, per the census, live in your county. But then find the bar graph. They start off 0 to 9, 10 to 19, 20 to 29. They've got the population broken down by age groups. Find out the percentage of 0 to 9-year-olds and 10 to 19-year-olds. Add those together. Find out how many kids, probably not registered to vote, live in your county. We'll continue on the other side. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Is from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Up here in Northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. So your homework assignment, just to recap from the first segment, contact your county clerk. 83 counties in the state of Michigan. Go and see in person your county clerk. Call them on the phone. send them an email, do whatever you can, find out the answer to this very simple question. How many people are on our qualified voter file in our county? Get that number. For example, here in my Antrim County, I'm married to the county clerk, Victoria Bishop. I asked her point blank, go into your qualified voter files and tell me how many people are on our qualified voter files that you took over from Cheryl Guy. She called me. She said 23,279. I said, very good. Thank you very much. I then went to the 2020 U.S. Census, the last major census provided by our government of our county. There, the research showed that we have 23,431 people living in Antrim County. Almost 100% of our population are registered on Cheryl Guy's qualified voter files. I then scrolled down on that website on my phone and found out that we have 4,686 people under the age of 20. 0 to 9 years old were 9%. 10 to 19 year olds was 11%. 20% of the total of 23,431 people living or residing in our county came to 4,686. Subtract that number from the total. Folks, we only have 17,845 adults. How can Cheryl Guy have 23,279 registered voters of a county that only has 17,845 adults old enough to vote? So he did the math and found out that the previous clerk, Cheryl Guy, has 124% of our adult population on her qualified voter files. Debbie and Akiak did the same thing, reached out to Darren Darga, the new Republican county clerk, got the numbers, did the research. 110% of the adult population in Presque Isle County are registered to vote. You need to do this homework assignment. You need to be engaged with your county clerk. You need to find out how many people are on your qualified voter files in your county. You then need to research and find out the total number of residents per the last census and how many people under the age of 20. Do the math. Figure out what percentage of your adult population is on your qualified voter files in your county. Why am I asking you to do this? Because we are going to put pressure on these county clerks to do exactly what Vicky and Annette Marcus, her deputy chief clerk, are doing in Antrim County. They are going to go and work with the local township clerks to clean up the qualified voter files in 15 townships in our county. They're going to work together to get rid of dead people and people who no longer live here. They're going to do a mailing. They're going to mail every registered voter's address that's on the qualified voter file. They're going to send them a card. They're going to ask them to put the names and birth dates of the people living in their home that are registered voters or believe that they're registered voters, and mail it back to the clerk's office. The clerk will get the cards back, and then they will check the qualified voter files. if it's only a husband and wife at an address, all the kids have graduated high school, they've gone off to college, they're married, they're living somewhere else, they're not in your house anymore, why are they still on your qualified voter files? Get them removed. This affects two things, folks. Not only the obvious of having dead people and people who no longer live in your home or in your county voting by absentee ballots, or vacant lots in developments, especially here in northern Michigan, that haven't been built on yet. Did you know that every vacant lot has a mailing street address? Do you know that they could have an absentee ballot mailed to that address and with no mailbox there, with no house there, with no people living there, put in a forwarding and have that absentee ballot forwarded somewhere else if it gets past the postmaster? Somebody could fill out that ballot and return it to your clerk by mail, and they wouldn't even know who it was coming from, where it was coming from. But yet they'll open it, process it, and put it into the numbers of our election in 2026. Another component is if you want to do a petition drive, like what we're doing here in Antrim County. We are wanting to put it on the ballot, preventing three of the five county commissioners from borrowing a bond of $25 million to build a new jail. They made that decision on their own on February 6th after we defeated it on November 5th, 2024 ballot. We don't want to pay $33.5 million for a jail. We especially don't want to borrow money, $25 million, and pay interest on it. The interest, folks, is another $17 million. This $33.5 million jail is going to end up costing us, the taxpayers of our little Antrim County, $50 million. We think that, yes, they need a new jail. They need a mental health clinic. But it can be built for less, and they can pay cash. Why? Because they have money in accounts that could be used to pay for the jail. You don't need to borrow a bond. You've got the money sitting in accounts. All you have to do is apply it toward the jail project, and you're good to go. We could own it free and clear. You got the money. Well, in having to do a petition drive, you have to get 10% of your qualified voter files as valid signatures to put it on a ballot to challenge the commissioner's decision. What's the number? 2,328 valid signatures because of the inflated qualified voter files left given to Vicky from the previous clerk, Cheryl Guy. If she had gotten the qualified voter files cleaned up, it only had 17,845 people, adults, on it, we would only have to collect 1,785 valid signatures. But because of Cheryl Guy's incompetency, because of her laziness, because of her stupidity, we've got to get 600 more signatures to put this on the ballot. You have got to help us clean up your qualified voter files in your county. Again, it all begins with a very simple question to your county clerk. How many people are on our qualified voter files? How many people are registered to vote in our county? That's your first question. That's your first step. Then you do the research. Ask your phone. Go online. Do a Google search, whatever, for the U.S. 2020 census. what do they show the population of your county to be? Scroll down, look at the bar graphs, calculate how many are children basically under the age of 20. I know you can be 18, 19 years old, registered to vote. I get it. But it's going to be very close because many of the young people are not registered to vote yet. Some are, some aren't. It doesn't matter. The bottom line is you subtract the teenagers, the kids, the children, and find out how many actual adults do you have residing in your county. Put the qualified voter number into your calculator at the top and divide it by your adults. Come out with your percentage of your adult population that's registered to vote. Antrim County, 23,279 people on the qualified voter files left over by Cheryl Guy with 4,686 kids. We have way too many people on our qualified voter files, and we've got to clean it up, folks, this year, 2025. Why? Because we don't want these excessive number of people on the qualified voter files possibly casting a ballot in our next year, 2026 election. This is something you need to do for your county. And if you need help doing it, you've got my number, 231-360-5140. Call or text me any day after 12 noon when I'm off the radio, and I'll be glad to help you find the research and figure out the numbers for your county. Then what do you do with it? Well, if you have a Republican county clerk, you've got a Republican county party, you've got outside groups, organizations, Otsego County, Liberty Rising, Sheboygan, Presque Isle, Stand Up Michigan groups. You need to put pressure on the clerk through these organizations, get volunteers to help the clerks clean up their qualified voter files this year, 2025. If you do that, folks, along with the fact that we are going to have a pure party primary election next year in August, Democrats only voting for Democrats, Republicans only voting for Republican candidates, at a lower number based on cleaned up qualified voter files, we can finally possibly get to a fair and secure election in our state. And it's got to happen. It's got to happen. So again, contact your county clerk. Find out how many people are on your qualified voter files. Go to the U.S. Census for 2020 and figure out the numbers. If you need help, call me or text me 231-360-5140. Any day after 12 noon, including weekends. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source. Brought to you this hour by the Michigan Chamber.